Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Interim Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about the new aerospace engineering curriculum that is going to be implemented at Highland, for which they received a $60,000 grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. The $60,000 grant going to the aerospace engineering curriculum, could you explain what the $60,000 will be going to?
Yeah, the aerospace engineering curriculum is an advanced career curriculum. It focuses a lot on STEM-related activities, engineering activities, as it relates to the aeronautics industry. We are actually going to be the first in Iowa that's going to get an opportunity to implement this. I've done a lot of work with High Schools at Work as a consultant. They were looking for some place to pilot this program in Iowa, and when I took over the superintendency at Highland, that kind of opened that door. So grant is going to go towards specific equipment, things like drones and flight simulators and rocket-related things, and we're very excited about having the chance to offer this curriculum.
What is the organization that you mentioned or the group of people that you said had been looking for a high school to have this pilot program?
The umbrella organization is the Southern Regional Education Board. They're located out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the specific program this falls under is called the High Schools at Work. They are a nationwide reform that works with high schools to help strengthen both academic and career and technical areas in school districts. We have worked very hard at Highland to make sure that our academics are 21st century, and also that we are developing career pathways that match that. So once again, the aerospace technology will be very innovative, very modern pathway available. Once again, we're going to be the first district in the state of Iowa and one of the few in the country that are offering this curriculum. So we are just extremely excited about that.
Do you know who will be instructing this program at Highland?
At this point, we've identified two instructors, one that works in the industrial tech area and one that is a science instructor, and we're kind of looking at that as possibly being a team teaching. They have to go to training this summer. That training, I believe, will be at Auburn University during the month of July. So, yeah, they're pretty enthused. The science instructor also is very involved with our robotics program, so it should be a great connection.
And so when do you think this program will start to be implemented?
It'll be ready to go fall of 2018.
When you were applying for the grant, who was it at Highland that were really pushing for it? Or I wonder how, you know, this came to fruition.
When the board and I met in terms of setting goals for this year, one of the things that was a highlight of the board was to look at something that maybe will put Highland on the map, something kind of unique or original that would be very beneficial to the kids, but that the district could get some recognition. And so, once again, with the work that I've done previously with the High Schools at Work, I visited with them. They recommended this as something, once again, that they were hoping to target in the Midwest, specifically into Iowa. And as I've discussed this with the board, they thought this sounded like a great idea. Once again, we felt like it really was a nice match with what we were already doing with our robotics.
And will this be a four-year program?
It will. So we will implement the first course this year, and then we'll be adding a course each of the next 4 years. We also, at this point, intend on having a few seats open for surrounding districts for students that might have an interest in participating as well.
Once a student completes this four-year program, I wonder, is there some sort of certification or something that they will receive?
Yes, there is an industry certification. It's also articulated with Auburn University, so if they decide to go on to pursue this at Auburn, they would also receive some credit towards the program there.
Will this program have reciprocity with other aerospace-related programs in other colleges?
I have had some preliminary conversations with Kirkwood about this, and I'm hoping that maybe this was something that they would participate in at some point in time.
How do you think this program will benefit Highland or be an asset for the Highland High School?
Well, I do know, once again, the kids are heavily associated with the robotics are extremely excited about this. They were at the grant presentation last night. There was a group of them, and they were all saying, hey, this looks like something we want to be a part of and be involved in. And once again, STEM is the thing now, and we think we've got the instructors and the curriculum now and the tools to really make this exciting, but also a good potential career pathway for kids as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Interim Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.